up on Indy, broken down into a bit of an overview, and then covering Indy in terms of those six different themes that were identified at the start of that paper. So
that's great.
I've been trying to get on the Rocket Grid and or the Rocket Chat and send out that link if anybody doesn't have it. But really, he's done kind of a model write-up, of course, because he knows so much about that in terms of Indy. And now, ideally, we would get people to follow that same approach to the other four or five, I guess, including grid frameworks. And I guess one thing I was just wondering was, should we add grid? Is it too early to add grid to that paper and discuss its how it deals with system identities? Is there anyone that could that knows enough to write about that? Or is it still too early, do you think? What do you think, Tracy?
So I think that it might just be the information that's part of Sawtooth, right? Since Grid is built on top of Sawtooth, right, using the WASM, the Sabre WASM transaction family, it might just be that system identities fall into that. So there might not be much for us to say. Although it never hurts to reach out to them. You know, I think they've been trying to get themselves set up on Rocket Chat, and so it might be worth reaching out to them there and just asking them if they believe that they will be covering any sort of additional system identities other than what's in the Sawtooth.
Okay, and then even if there aren't, we can just refer them onto the put that framework in, sort of as a placeholder, and refer it down to Sawtooth. That would be good.
Yeah,
and then if it
changes, then we can say, you know, Sawtooth and Fabric or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, well, good idea. Well, I'll do that right now in that GDoc, and I think I may drop out of the call if you guys will excuse me, because I do have a pile of other stuff I'm working on. So good luck moving ahead, Stan, with the the interoperability one.
Thank you.
I'll come in at a point when I can actually do something useful, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Okay. Bye for now.
Bye. All right. All right. Well, I guess since the core group isn't here at all, I know if want to hear from maybe other folks on the call if there's interest in hearing about the interoperability paper that we're working on. Maybe gonna be anyone willing to contribute. So I don't like to call on people, so please speak up.
Yes, this is Richard Gomez speaking. As I said before, I have a very little understanding about Hyperledger, so I'm new to this project. Actually, I'm new to the entire blockchain thing. So I spent the last 3 days studying and watching videos and trying tutorials, this kind of stuff. So I'm not really on zero, but you know, I know a bit more than zero now. So any kind of information would be interesting to me. So if you can send some links of this paper, so I will take some time and then I'll read. That will be interesting. I think that will be useful.
Sure. Welcome, Richard. I think, do you have access to Rocket Chat that we're
yes,
using?
Yes, I have.
So if you go into architecture-wg Rocket Chat, then there is okay. You need to scroll back about a page and enter in history, and then there's going to be links to the wiki page that has all the links, as well as the Google Docs for all the papers. It includes the meeting notes as well as the actual documents that we're working on. So as an architecture working group, we've really been keeping ourselves at a higher level and talking across mm-hmm. all the projects on the architectural concepts. And
yeah.
our product has been a couple white papers on consensus and smart contracts, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then right now we're working, as Gordon mentioned, we're working on identity, like system identity paper, which is describing the use of and function of like a system identity, which is really referring to the identity of the node, not necessarily identity of the transactors.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of works in parallel to the other working group, other working group's paper, the identity working group, which is covering a much broader concept of identity in blockchain in general. And so I would really recommend you to look at the wiki, and again, you can find all the links mm-hmm. in identity working group chat. It's really been, it's a great document that has a very broad coverage of all the concepts and all the things that have to do with identity on the blockchain and distributed ledger.
Uh-huh. So in the wiki, there are projects, and then you said that
there are working groups as well.
Working group spaces, you mean? How do I get to the okay if I do search for architecture,
yeah, architecture
/WG?
Yes,
okay found that.
Found it. Excellent.
Okay, thank you.
So all the links are there, and identity working group, the same, it's identity-WG. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of information. And so the fourth paper which we're working on currently is the interoperability. So this is the one that primarily I've been kind of driving, with contributions from the all the working group participants, as well as others who we can get engaged at the mm-hmm. Hyperledger events. So we're, again, being the architecture working group, we're looking at the higher level of these concepts, and interoperability is a very kind of a difficult topic. So we've decided to approach it from the perspective of the use cases. So we've kind of outlined a set of use cases which we think are fairly generic and cover vast majority of the applications of interoperability, right? We're not trying to define it as such, but rather look at the use cases, and then our plan is to kind of take them apart to tease out the common primitives which could be reused across the use cases. And then mm-hmm. Hopefully each of the Hyperledger projects, the framework project, would be able to describe how and if specific interoperability primitives are possible to implement within their technology, and with a list of specific assumptions. Mm-hmm. And with our hope that if we define this list of primitives, as well as the use cases and how they kind of work together, would be able to come up with a common set of protocols. We're not trying to prescribe the implementation or specific protocols, rather come to a common understanding of what are the building blocks of interoperability and what is the context and what are the assumptions. And because interoperability across heterogeneous ledgers is very difficult and topic. It's a hot topic of discussion.
Yeah, I found yesterday something called interledger. How this would be related to that? It is interledger.org.
Yes. So actually, one of the Hyperledger projects, Hyperledger Quilt, is an Java implementation of Interledger protocol. So the thing about the Interledger protocol is that it focuses on payments.
Ah, I see.
And the other aspect is that the ledgers that are participate in this network, they're all the same technology. They're different ledgers in terms of the data and the participants, but the structure of the stack is very homogeneous. It's really the same tech. So, for example, Fabric is now also exploring interoperability between different Fabric deployments, which is a slightly different aspect because it's a lot more based on the protocols, because the problem becomes much more complicated if we're trying to interoperate between, for example, Fabric and say, Sawtooth. And this is where the specific use cases come in, because what does it mean to interoperate, right? So it can mean that a transaction can be that's executed on one ledger invokes a transaction on another. Or you can try to do an atomic commit on both. Or you try to transfer asset from one ledger to another. All of these use cases kind of come with a set of assumptions about the actors, about the actual assets. And so we're trying to kind of, again, frame these and hopefully find enough of the common elements which would enable these different frameworks, very different frameworks, to support these use cases.
Do you have any paper or any kind of documentation involving this kind of subject in particular?
So this is the as I'm saying, this is the paper we're working on. It's very much in a draft form.
You say that this identity on this paper on identity covers part of this matter.
No, this is a separate paper for the interoperability.
Okay.
So I can repost the link in the Rocket chat. Okay. Yep. Okay. So.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
So this is the paper. We're trying to iron out the introduction to make sure that it's clear how we're approaching this and what is it that we're trying to do. So please give it a read, and
I will.
Comments would be very welcome.
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much.
All right, sure. Well, I guess we don't have any other discussion. We probably can wrap this call early.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time and sending me this link. So I will have a read, and then hopefully we will discuss more about this later in another call in future.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thanks for joining.
Okay, Stan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye.
Yeah, this is Mahesh. I have a quick question.
Hi, Mahesh. Yes, absolutely.
I see that the Linux Foundation or Hyperledger has issued some certificates for architects, and I'm interested in going through some of the beta programs. So what is the procedure, or how do we register for them? Do we have any discount codes or registration, free registrations for the working group members?
I don't know. Tracy, do you have any insight in that? I'm not familiar with the training program. I believe that's done by a third party, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, so we don't have any discounts for working group members for the training courses. We do have the free courses that are offered on edx.org, but the certification exams and the training programs that are offered either by the Linux Foundation or by member companies of Hyperledger are under the control of those folks, right? So even though Hyperledger falls under, say, the Linux Foundation, we don't get any special treatment from the Linux Foundation as far as discount codes or that sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to find out if there's anything.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Thank ask you. The question, right?
Yeah.
All right. So if that's it, I will end the meeting and take the recording and put it out there on the shared drive.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you, Tracy. Thanks, everyone, for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye-bye.